Those people who have been broadcasting for a while will probably have no difficulty in creating their own links for radio shows to speak between the outgoing and incoming songs. But what if you need some inspiration? That is where the radio script generator comes into play. Typically, you would specify the outgoing and incoming song information, and the muse will generate something useful for you to say. But there is quite a lot of extra logic built into this part of the muse. For example, if you specify an incoming song only, we treat that as an opener and should phrase the text accordingly. If the word break is used for the outgoing, we assume that you are returning from some kind of commercial or promo break. And if the word break is used for incoming, we assume that you are going into a break after the last song has played out. Before I demonstrate this, there are some optional setup steps to do. We can specify the name of the station that you're broadcasting for, the show title, and the style of show. These preferences are set until you change them, so if you only broadcast one show, you can leave these set. They influence the kind of response that the muse is likely to give back. In order to configure these options, we're going to go into the Muse menu by pressing the Muse key, followed by M.
Muse menu dialog.
And we're looking for...
Store station name, currently Team FM 30 of 38.
It says store station name, currently Team FM. Now, when you first get this version of the Muse, it won't say that at all. It will just say store station name. But I thought it would be useful to let you know what your current preference was. I'm going to change this. I'll press enter.
Store station name dialog. Type the station name edit.
I will type the station name, and I'm working for a radio station called Worldwide Radio. I know, it's a brilliant title, isn't it? I could get an award just for that. So I'll type Worldwide Radio and press enter.
Worldwide Radio is stored as the station name.
Perfect. Let's go back into the Muse menu.
Muse menu dialog.
And I'll quickly type STO.
Store station name, currently Worldwide Radio, 30 of 38.
That sounds good to me. Let's arrow down.
Store show title, currently Sunday Gold, 31 of 38.
Now, the show title on this occasion is going to be Drive Time. So press enter.
Store show title dialog.
And I'll just type that in. Drive Time. Press enter.
Drive Time is stored as the show title.
That's fine. Now go back into the Muse menu once more.
Muse menu dialog.
STO. And arrow down a couple of times.
Store show title. Store show style. Currently 60s. 32 of 38.
And press enter.
Store show style dialog. Type the show style edit.
Now, you could type whatever you liked in here, such as 60s or love songs, 80s, whatever you wanted. I'm going to type upbeat drive time songs. Okay, and press enter.
Upbeat drive time songs is stored as the show style.
So why have we entered the show style? Well, it influences the kind of response that you're going to get back, the kind of links that are going to be generated. So if we typed, for example, late night love songs, the links are going to be in a more relaxed style, and that is what you would read out. Whereas at the moment, hopefully, we're going to get more upbeat sounding links. So now we need to get some songs into here so that links can be generated, and there are two ways of doing it. We can either input the songs manually, Muse key followed by R for the radio script generator, or we can do it using Station Playlist Studio. I will demonstrate both of them. So let's do it manually first. So what we want to do is to create a show opener. Muse key R.
Radio script outgoing song dialogue. Outgoing artist then title edit.
And we're not going to put anything in here. We'll press enter.
Radio script incoming song dialogue. Incoming artist then title edit.
And I'll type the jam space dash space a town called Malice.
The jam a town called Malice.
Press enter.
Please wait. Heading level 1 show opener.
So it's detected that we have a show opener. Let's examine what we've got.
Incoming, the jam a town called Malice. You're listening to Drive Time on Worldwide Radio. Up next, the jam with a town called Malice. released in 1982, it hit number one in the UK and stayed there for 3 weeks. M-Dash, a defining anthem with its blend of raw social legend Motown-inspired groove. Copy to clipboard button.
Now you'll notice there's a copy to clipboard button. And what that will do is just copy the information that you need. So you'll notice at the top, there was information about the incoming song, and if we had an outgoing, it would display that as well, which is quite useful to know. But if you were pasting these links into a running order or a radio script, you probably wouldn't want those, because they're stated anyway in the response that you're getting back. So if you just press space or enter on this button,
copy to clipboard button,
we'll open up a word processor.
New one, Notepad plus plus.
And paste it.
Pasted.
And what have we got?
Top, you're listening to Drive Time on Worldwide Radio. Up next.
So you've just got the information that you need there. So why didn't I put something in there like, welcome to Drive Time on Worldwide Radio. We're going first to a song which is by The Jam called A Town Called Malice, and it reached number one, blah, blah, blah. Well, you see, you might be using this as an hour starter. It might actually not be the opening of the show. It may be the start of hour two or hour three. And I think, anyway, you can introduce it. You don't need something like this to help you open your show or to add any words that you feel are appropriate. As long as you've got a guide there, that's all that matters. Now, let's refine this a little bit, and we'll specify an outgoing and an incoming song. We already know what the outgoing song is, don't we? So, let's go back.
Radio script outgoing song dialogue.
And I'll type again, The Jam, A Town Called Malice, and press enter.
Radio script incoming song dialogue.
And this time I'll type, Aha, Take On Me.
Please wait. Heading level 1 song link. Outgoing, The Jam, A Town Called Malice. Incoming, Aha, Take On Me. You've just heard A Town Called Malice by The Jam, M-Dash, a UK number 1 smash back in February 1982 from their final studio album The Gift. Now driving us forward into lighter territory is Take On Me by Aha, their synth pop masterpiece that also stormed to number 2 in the UK and number 1 in the US. In 1985, this is Drive Time on Worldwide Radio. Copy to clipboard button.
Perfect. Okay, so again, you are going to come up with your own links, I'm quite sure, but this can be used as a guide if you are struggling a little. Now we will adopt the same kind of procedure with Station Playlist Studio instead, or the remote voice tracking client.
Studio Brian Argent, Take On Me 338.
And my playlist is here. So this is a very similar procedure to how we gather song facts that I demonstrated much earlier on. This time, we're going to press the Muse key, followed by F3.
Outgoing song captured.
And arrow down.
Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run 425.
And Muse key, F4.
Incoming song captured. Please wait.
And we should get a link back for those two.
Heading level 1 song link. Outgoing, Aha, Take On Me. Incoming, Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. That was Aha with Take On Me, the 1985 classic that shot to no. One on the US Billboard Hot 100 with its unforgettable synth riff and iconic pencil sketch. Video up next, Bruce Springsteen takes us into Born to Run on Drive Time on Worldwide Radio. Copy to clipboard button.
Now, after we've heard from Bruce, we better have a break, I think, don't you? Some kind of promo or commercial break, so I'll just press escape to come out of here.
Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run 425.
Now, there are various ways that we can deal with this, but we're in Station Playlist Studio at the moment. The best way to do it is to copy the focus track to the clipboard. In this case, that's the outgoing song from Bruce Springsteen. So I'm focused on it. I'll press Ctrl-C.
Copy.
Now, I've got that on the clipboard. I can now go back to the radio script generator.
Radio script outgoing song dialogue.
And I'm going to paste that in here.
Pasted.
Press Enter.
Radio script incoming song dialogue.
And this time I'm going to type the word break. And press Enter.
Please wait. Heading level 1 link into break. Outgoing, Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. Next, break. that was born to run by Bruce Springsteen, released back in August 1975. M-Dash-It was his breakthrough track, reaching No. 23 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. This is Drive Time on Worldwide Radio. M-Dash, we're taking a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
And what's the next song?
Nina 99 Red Balloons 343.
Copy it to the clipboard first with Control-C.
Copy.
Go back into the radio script generator.
Radio script outgoing song dialogue.
And for the outgoing, I'm going to type break. And press enter.
Radio script incoming song dialogue.
And I'll paste what I've got on the clipboard here.
Pasted. Nina 99 Red Balloons.
And press enter.
Please wait. Heading level 1 back from break link. Incoming. Nina 99 Red Balloons. Welcome back to Drive Time on Worldwide Radio. Up next is 99 Red Balloons by Nina, released in 1983 and an instant classic synth pop track that shot to number 1 in the UK and became one of the few German language hits to reach number 2 on the US Billboard Hot 100. Enjoy the song.
And there's your radio script generator. Have fun with it and enjoy it when it arrives.